Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
You got close to Joe. Praise the Lord, beloved. God bless you. You reached Evangelist William Foster here from Blog Talk Radio Ministries, along with Total Recovery Healing Ministry, where God is recovering the lost and healing the sick at any cost. We are happy today and eagerly excited to let you know that God is working on the case and that God is yet blessing in the midst and that God is getting ready to change the attitudes and change the atmosphere of his people's being. Oh, God, and Jesus, today he wants to talk to us and let us know that no matter what we are and no matter how we've been, he said he's getting ready to show forth a greater work down on the inside. Oh, God, I believe the Bible said to all those who were ready, they were the ones who went in. So he said, don't just, you know, get on point, but you must stay on point and be on point. You must stay ready and be ready. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I believe he said, occupy until he comes back. I'll say, I'm preaching already, but I'm teaching already. But God knows and God sees about everything that we're dealing with conscious-wise. Thank you, Jesus. And he's getting ready to move in such a swift way that he's getting ready to turn the tables for the favor of the people of God. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, oh, God, to me, he said, son, if they would just walk up right before me and fear my name and know that I am God, know who I am, show forth my glory, make known the deeds of my goodness, and oh, God, and everywhere that they are. And, oh, God, let the people know about my benefits that I'm loading them with daily. Oh, Jesus, let's go to prayer with God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Lord, Father, God in heaven, in the name of Christ Jesus, hallowed be thy name. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you just come in, God, and stretch out, oh, God, a listening ear. Stretch out a listening, oh, God, heart from the people. Jesus, that they may catch on and catch on fire for what you want us to do. Oh, God, don't let us be lukewarm. Don't let us just sit mundane and sit sideways or sit on a sideways. Oh, God, just waiting like blind Bartimaeus was. But, Lord, help us to cry out to you and know, oh, God, that you are able and faithful, oh, God, to keep what your judgments say that you're going to do. And let's take care of your people. So, Father, we appreciate you. We honor you. We bless you in all things, God. And Lord, it's in the name of Jesus that we do pray and give you thanks. Bless God and amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Y'all, I'm just ready. I'm just excited. Y'all know me. Anybody know Foster, be on point. I just be ready. Good God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But today God's showing, he's showing what he wants to do. Now, thank you, Jesus. And today we want to come from just a few, you know, just a few chosen scriptures that the Lord has, oh, God, dropped in our hearts and dropped in our spirits to let us know where we are and where our walk should be with him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, today we want to come from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Yes, 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 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And we want to begin at the first verse. We want to read verses 1, about, I guess, to the verse, the 5th verse. And we just want to read as follows. And I'm going to come from the King James Version, which I basically always do, so because that's what the one I'm used to. Good God, Jesus. But he said, I trust before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers, oh God, having itching ears, my, and they shall turn away their hearts, I'm sorry, their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Verse 5, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Paul was nearing toward the end of his, oh, God, ministry and letting them know, this is my final salutation to you all. Letting you know that you need to be on point and stand fast in what God is calling you to do. Oh, God, help me. Let's go on over. God, Jesus, Isaiah. Can we do that?
I want to go to Isaiah. Isaiah 40 to me. Isaiah 40. I'll be trying to set a stage and let you know how sometimes we can, in this walk, be doing so well, but, oh, God, Satan can come and allow some of the things to hit us and cause us to start walking crooked and perverse, and we don't even pay attention or not know it, oh, God, until the end or the discovery of that thing. My God. Isaiah 43. Oh, God, and it reads Isaiah 43. Hold on, y'all. Let me get to it. Isaiah 43. 13, yes. Isaiah 43:13. He wants to tell us this. My God, he's telling us from the word. He said, just like this. Oh, God, he said, yea, before the day was, I am. And there is none that can what? Deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Mm, Jesus. Oh, God, thus said the Lord, your redeemer. All the nobles and the Chaldeans whose pride is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. He was trying to let you know, look, y'all understand something. I wish y'all, I told y'all that I'm getting ready to do it work in your day. I'm getting ready to show forth a work in your day. I'm getting ready to stuff that you never ever paid attention to. Never ever had an idea. Oh, God, just see. God today, and that's what was going on even today. He was trying to let the people of God know the mighty ones, the strong ones, the ones who call themselves the priests, and oh God, call themselves the mighty men, and those who had authority and rank. He was trying to let them know, y'all set yourselves up to be blessed, but at the same time, you set yourselves up to fail. Oh God, and what he's saying is. The problem with us as men and women of God who have been called and chose to this caliber of state of being for God, thank you, Jesus, to walk upright and to fear God and to do the things that he wants us to do. He said, look, I'm calling you to be mature saints. Mm, God, Jesus, but you're lacking some things, like he told us, oh God, over in Revelation. He said, I love you for doing some great things, but you lack some stuff. You lack some opportunities. Oh God, so you allowed yourself to be let down. You allowed me to be let down. You allowed people around you to be let down. Thank you, Jesus. So God said, hold up now, I need you to come back to your spiritual sense, good God. Oh God, because what I'm getting ready to give you is larger than life. What I'm getting ready to give you is, oh God, whoo, God, it's so grandiose, so, oh God, grandiose, you're so big that you can't even, oh God, accept it all or take it all. Think about it. John went up to the, oh God, third level of heaven. The Bible said he saw so much, he couldn't even come back and explain and describe what it was that he saw. He said, that's what I'm trying to get ready to drop down in the spirits of my people. I'm getting ready to drop a new spirit, a new anointing, a freshness down in your hearts like never before. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to take you to a place, oh God, that seemed like it was non-existent. He said, because it's hid in me and because we are hid in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we covered with Christ Jesus. We rise with Christ Jesus because, oh God, there are some things that we had to come down and be submerged when we got baptized. And got rid of the sins, oh God, and oh God, and got washed away from all the old drought and all the old, oh God, vicissitudes of life. God said, I'm so, oh God, Jesus, I'm so big in my pristine, oh God, Jesus, place in heaven and in life. He said, I don't sit on no third level of heaven. I sit on the universe. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grand. Oh, Jesus, can't nothing contain me. And because people have tried to contain, oh God, you and me as a man and woman of God, thank you, Jesus. They try to put God in some kind of box, like God is something just, you know, like he just a wind up toy, like a jack in the box, and slip out whenever we really need him. But God said, no, I'm not a part-time God. Mm, Jesus. I'm not a part-time lover. You can't, oh God, just call me when you get in trouble. You just can't call me when you down and out. You just can't call me when you on your bad luck or on your, oh God, Jesus, cycle of life where you just ain't got no, you know how you say, I ain't got no bad luck, ain't got no luck at all. If it weren't for the losers who, I wouldn't be nothing. I mean, yeah, I don't even understand. Jesus, well, what you need to understand is God is calling us to another place. Thank you, Jesus. He's getting ready to take us, oh God, from naught to half. Thank you, God. Jesus, he said, I'm getting ready to put you above only and not beneath. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting ready to make you rise. Thank you, Jesus, to the occasion. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, he said, I'm trying to get you to understand something. Just like I had to do Paul in Acts. Oh, God, what was it? Oh, Jesus, 26, 19. Jesus, like he had to tell him, he had to knock him off the ass, and let him know who he really was. Thank you, God. He said, well, who are you? What are you talking about? He didn't say it's me. It's Jesus whom you persecuted. Oh, God, you thought you were trying to do something good, but, oh, God, you pimped and prostituted my people. You pimped and prostituted your gift. You pimped and prostituted or allowed yourself to be pimped and prostituted, oh, God, to a degree that is almost no get back. Thank you, Jesus. But, oh, God, Timothy asked Paul a question. He said, hold up, let me ask you something. Oh, God, say that God gave them a chance to repent. Do you think they would do it? And Paul said, perhaps. Just suppose they would, eh? But who knows? God is sovereign. He does what he wants to do. Thank you, Jesus. And God has not revealed himself to us in a new name like he's getting ready to do. Oh, God, well, you don't believe me? Let's go back to, oh, God, Exodus, the 6th chapter. How do I break it down to you how he had tried to explain to Moses and Aaron? He said, look, I had to reveal myself to you because you never did know me as God Almighty. You never did know me as Jehovah. You only knew me as God, Yahshua, or Yahweh. Oh, God, thank you. You only knew me as, oh, Jesus. El Shaddai or Elohim, you only knew me. But God said, now I'm getting ready to stretch out my hand. Jesus, I'm getting ready to expand your mind and broaden your mind and your senses of who I really, really am. Jesus had to teach the disciples. He had to teach the rest of those, oh God, slaves that were with him that he had to get out of the ship and bring down to the ground. He said, look, I need to tell y'all who I really am. They already told me who men think I am, but I'm going to tell you who I really am. Thank you, God. That's why he was able to say, in Matthew, the 6th chapter, oh, God, beginning at the 6th verse, he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. The name is so hollow, better yet so holy, thank you, Jesus. You can't just call him just who you want to, thank you, God. So God had to create different things to happen in your life to make you see the force of who he really is. Yeah, he creates situations to bring revelation to show you how great or how grand, not just he is, but how great and how grand he wants us to be. Oh, God, because the Bible said, Jesus, we sit with him, oh, God, with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. We are the seed of Abraham. We don't just have a lineage, but we have a heritage, and we have a goodly, godly heritage. Thank you, Jesus. And because we have a goodly, godly heritage, David said it like this, and, oh, God, what was it, Psalm 16? He said, verses 1 through 11, 1 through 13, he said, understand something. Thou will show me the path of life. My God, Jesus, he said, I'm trying to find my God everywhere I go. I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I'm suffocating because I can't get the air that I need to breathe. My God, oh God, and when we get to that place, thank you, Jesus, he said, I'm going to stay in your face until, oh God, you change something for me. I'm going to be in your face until I get on your nerves. I'm going to be in your face until, oh God, Jesus, make you shake in your boots, God, because I need something from you. And that's what God is saying. I'm bringing revelation. I'm sorry. I'm bringing situation to make revelation come out of your problem, come out of your issue, come out of your circumstance. Come out of your dilemma. Come out of, oh God, your setback. Jesus, oh God, yeah, I know you was torn. I know you was scarred. I know you were marred. I know you were shut down and put down and kicked to the side and ostracized and criticized as a child, even up to an adult. But don't worry about all that because I'm greater than that. Thank you, Jesus. And greater am I that is within you than he that is in the world. And if you know that the greater one is living down on the inside, you are not surprised or messed up about anything that the devil is trying to bring towards you or at you or around you or by you. Why? Because he said, oh God, woe unto them, woe unto them, woe, W-O-E unto them, who is trying to bring offenses to you. Oh, Jesus, help me. Well, you got to understand what that word means, offense. Every time somebody try to scandalize your name, every time somebody try to scheme on you, oh God, or trick you out of something that you already had and been blessed with from God, God, that's an offense. Thank you, Jesus. And because the offense is so great, God said, I know you can't handle it by yourself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send down my Holy Ghost warring angels, and I'm going to be the agent for you. I'm going to stand up for your righteous cause. I'm going to take hold of shield and buckler. I'm going to make my angel come and just bring down a mighty fiery sword and cut out all the foolishness. Oh, God, that's all around you. I'm going to straighten up. Hey, how about you? Everything the devil is trying to make crooked and bent and out of order. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that's been disorderly in your life, I'm getting ready to change it for you. I'm getting ready to rearrange it for you. I'm getting ready to, oh, God, help me. I send a shout from the heavens. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, God, and I'm going to show you how I want you to praise me. Well, you want me to show you how to do it? Look at what he said, Isaiah 54. Oh, God, he said, I want you to begin to, oh, God, stretch out on the right hand. Stretch out with the left hand. Oh, God, get down on your knees. Strengthen your stakes. Oh, God, help me. Then he said, lifting your cords. Oh, God, what you mean, lifting your cords, Foster? You got to learn how to open up your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, you got to learn how to shout to God and tell God, Jesus, I got a voice of victory. I told my daughter and them earlier something. Oh, God, to know that you done already won over the devil thinking that he's going to win. Thank you, Jesus. He ain't going to win nothing because the battle is already won. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and because the greater one is living down on the inside, I don't worry about what's going on around me. Thank you, Jesus, because God, oh, God, is standing for my, oh, God, case. God is, oh, my God, got my back. God is getting ready to show forth his greatness and his love. I've been tried in the fire, but I'm coming out like Job. That's pure gold. Thank you, Jesus. I've been, oh, God, put down. Yes, God, Jesus. I've been lied on. I've been talked about. Yes, God. I've been cheated on, but it's okay. Thank you, God. Oh, God, so what I'm not going to do is cheat my Father, because he said he's not a part-time God. He's not a part-time lover. Thank you, Jesus. And because he's not, thank you, Jesus, I know that God is working it out for my good. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because he said as many as called by the name of God, oh, Jesus, he said, they shall be saved. As many as call upon his name, they shall be saved. Well, oh, God, David said it like this. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Huh? Oh, God, that means you got to open up your mouth and say some stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, you know what you want to pray on the inside ain't going to work for the outside all the time. God want us to show him, oh, God, that we really love him. Thank you, Jesus. So what's wrong with if you can't say a word, you just need to lift your hand? What's wrong with if you can't lift your hand sometimes? You just got to clap your hand. What's wrong with not just, oh, God, I jumped out the truck today because I heard a song, and it blessed my soul, so I started dancing. Yeah, we danced in the light, but I was sincere about my praise. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God is saying. I need somebody to get sincere about praise. I need somebody to get sincere about the worship. I need somebody to get sincere and get thirsty and get hungry for me. Oh, God, help me. He said, and I'm getting ready to switch, oh, God, and flip the script, my God, that the devil has been trying to deal to you all your life. Why? Because somebody told you as a child that you weren't going to never make it. Somebody told you as a child you're just like your daddy. You're a nappy head daddy. You're just like your old trifling mama. Boy, I tell you, girl, I tell you, it's old Jesus. I just don't understand y'all these days. Well, hold on. I don't need you trying to criticize me and put me down. I need you to bring me up to where I need to be. Don't just talk about me. Don't just, oh, God, mock me like that. Jesus, oh, God, he said, well, love and kindness have I drawn thee, but I understand. Some people, that's all they know because that's all they've been told their life. Jesus, but I'm not going to be a statistic. God help me. And I believe Jabez. Yes, let's go to Jabez. Jabez knew this when he looked at his brothers and started the prayer that they were praying to the false and idol gods were not working. He said, no, no, no. I'm not going to go with the God that they serve. I got a God that my other cousin told me about. Jesus, he said, good God today, that this God that they serve, my God, Jesus, if he would just, oh, if I would just call unto him, oh, God, and seek him while he may be found, and seek him early, he said he will come and answer me while he is near. Thank you, Jesus. But because my heart is right and my heart is fixed on nothing less than those things that are eternal, oh, God, because my mind is made of Jesus, my heart is fixed on God's glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I know that he's going to keep his hand up on me, that no evil should not harm me. I know that he's going to bless me indeed. I know that he gonna, oh God, strengthen my, oh God, my core so I can lift up my voice as well as lift up my head. I know that, oh God, when I shout and talk to God, Jesus, he's gonna answer me right back. Thank you, God, because that's the kind of God I serve. And I got to understand, and you need to understand that, oh God, faith without works is D-E-A-D, dead. Oh God, help me. Jesus, then he said, he that come to God must first believe that what he heals. Oh God, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Oh God, help me. David said it so well. Thank you, Jesus. If you delight yourself in him, you shall eat the good of the land. Now, he didn't say you will. Good God, you got to be willing to do a work for God to do the shall on your life. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand that God, oh God, is taking you out of the shell that the world has put you in to come up and to come out. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, oh my shuttle. See, sometimes you got to bring a shout like that so you can, oh God, throw the devil off course while he's messing with your money in the bank, while he messing with your, oh God, your money at the job, while he messing with your children at the school, while he messing with them in sleep, while he's trying to mess with, oh God, Jesus, your family members, while he's trying to mess with your marriage. Thank you, Jesus. You got to sometimes just, hi, oh my shadow, you just got to sometimes shout just to throw him off course. Oh God, help me. Then when you throw him out a shout, when you do a drive-by on the devil, thank you, God, you make him shaky. You make him get a little nervous. I can't mess with that. They praising God too much, huh? They worshiping God too much. Leave them alone. Good God, whatever it is that they're talking about through that praise, through that worship, let it go. Turn it loose. Y'all drop it off, because I don't need God come to whoop me over something that I ain't even think about trying to do with them like that. I don't know even where y'all got that mess from. See, he talked to his little demons, talked to his little imps to let them know, look, y'all need to get it together. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you tried to steal, you better go and replace it. Oh God, better than it was at the first, and that's all God is saying. Thank you, Jesus. We have the authority to through our praise. We have the authority through our worship. And God is moving in such a rapid manner, in such a quick way. Oh God, he's trying to show his people. Oh God, Jesus, you got to take a stand for something, because if you never stand for anything, you'll fall for what? Everything. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and because Satan knows that, oh God, your weak points. He knows where you're hurt. He knows when you're down. He knows when you ain't got no leg to stand on. When you ain't got nobody to call, when nobody's around. Thank you. He knows how to mess with you in your most loneliest, most vulnerableest time. Thank you, God. But because God said, thank you, Jesus, I am that I am. I am your keeper. I am your strength. I am your deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. If you please to call unto me, I'll work it out. Thank you, Jesus. See, the dads even understood that. He said, I ain't going to talk like I said about their God, but whatever their God talking about. I ain't going to talk about what Satan is doing to me. I'm going to talk about what God I know that I can serve, and what God I know that has already showed me what he's already capable and able of doing. Oh, Jesus, I just got to stand up and say, God, oh God, for you I live and for you I die. It's in you I live and move anywhere and have my very being. I don't know nobody else but you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, you can take this and you can take that. You can take this and you can take that. But God, just don't take your soul away from me. Just don't take your spirit away from me. Just don't take your anointing away from me. Oh God, because if you help me, God, I will do what I need to do to take the next step. Thank you, Jesus. If you push me on into my deliverance, I will do whatever it needs to be taken. Oh God, to make sure the deliverance is complete. Yes, God. And God is saying the very same thing. Oh God, Jesus, if you walk up right before me and fear my name, if you just, oh God, seek me, if you just call unto me, if you just, oh God, Jesus, talk to me about the situation. Say, I ain't got time to be calling my mother. I don't have time to be calling my sister. I don't have time to be calling my daddy or my brothers about stuff that's going on in my life. Oh God, I got to call unto my real father, the one that sits high and looks low, that's still, oh God, with me wherever I go, the one that God, oh my God, that ordered my every step according to his word. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, because he said, I see the day of the evil. I see the day of the devil. I see the enemy. I see the adversary. And I know that their days get ready to come short. So don't you just jump up and go crazy. Don't you? I need you to keep your mind. Jesus, if you keep your mind, thank you, Jesus, on me, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. If you wander too long, thank you, Jesus, you just just might want the roll. Oh, God. So what I need you to do is just begin to call my name. Just begin to tell me thank you. Because I told you in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I know that you can't do it, but if you just cast that care upon me, I'll do it because I care for you. Because everything I made is good and very good. And because of you belong to me and I belong to you. You abide in my word and my word abide in you. Thank you, Jesus. I can't do nothing but answer what you want me to do. Oh, God, I'm obligated to my word. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to understand it. Create God a throne zone for his word. His word said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, the greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. His word said, oh, Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. His word has said, I decree and declare, yes, God, Jesus, whatsoever I ask in the name of Christ Jesus, if I believe by faith, it shall be done unto me. Yes, God, Jesus, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Oh, God, faith come by what? Hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. Thank you, God. And if God be for me, who can be against me? He's more than the world against me. Yes, I thank be unto God who causes me to triumph in all things, in all places, to make known the manifestation of his son, Christ Jesus. Yeah, while I'm yet alive, because while I'm alive, I'm alive, I'm alive. Yes, God, I must work the work of my Father who has sent me while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. Oh, Jesus, so you wonder why, oh, God, he turned around to suffering, oh, God, to fellowship. He turned around to suffering to communion with him. Thank you, Jesus, because God saw the steadfastness of your heart. He saw the steadfastness of your spirit, and he looks at the heart, unlike what man does. Man looks on the outside, the outer proportude, but God sees the heart, so he can pierce the heart. Yes, God, so as he pierces the heart, he can touch it and take out the stone and put in a heart of flesh. Yeah, so when he put in a heart of flesh, he can work on you a little bit better. He can allow you to be more receptive and say, yes, God, I've tuned in now. You can broadcast with me all day long. Thank you, Jesus. And God is saying, okay, well, thank you. Now that you've allowed me to make a way, now I can take you out of the way and put you in the right way. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. He said, remember, you didn't choose me. I chose you. And while you were yet in your sin, I sent my son to die just for you. Oh, God, and we know that all things work together for the good, or to good, for those who are called by God and those who love him, oh God, and are chosen according to his purpose, yeah, and because I know that I'm chosen according to his purpose and called according to his purpose, oh Jesus, then I know that I'm justified by the strength of God, oh God, I know that I'm glorified by the majesty of God, oh God, and I'm like Paul, I believe, I decree and declare, I can do nothing against the truth but only for the truth, because it's the truth that does what? Set me and make me free, and because God is on my side. God is my witness. God is my strength. God is my refuge. God is my hiding place. God, oh God, Jesus, is my high place and my shelter of confidence. Yes, God, I don't have a reason, oh God, to be upset or afraid in my heart about whatever the devil talk about he can do, because he can't do nothing to me, my God. He can't do nothing about me because I'm covered in the blood. I'm kept by the blood. Jesus, oh God, help me. And if, oh God, I have to do whatever I got to do to shake, shout, jump, stump, whatever it is, God will guide me to get me out the way of the spears that he's trying to throw, every fiery dart. Thank you, Jesus, because I got the word in the blood. Oh, Jesus, I'm covered. Thank you, Jesus, from the crown to the ground. Yes, God, I'm excited, I'm blessed, I'm happy, and I pray that God is yet blessing you, oh, God, and has blessed you with a word to help your soul on this day. God bless you. Y'all pray my strength in the Lord. And like I've said before, I'll say it again. If you need to ask me anything, have any questions or comments, you can always email me at fosterap1@aol.com. fosterap1@aol.com. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. And be encouraged.